So the Gemara tells us that a Talmud Chacham was an outstanding Talmud Chacham. He can be given the first Aliyah. So he takes the place of the Kohen. But that's only if he's an outstanding, really outstanding Talmud Chacham, the greatest in the land. That's all it's mashma now with Gemara, that he was greater than Rav Amir, Rav Asi, greater than all the other Kehanim in that land. So the fact that he's greatest in this town, that's not sufficient. He has to be greatest in the land. So says Tosus and Gittin Daf Nantes. But Tosus adds, he says, this is Dafka, this requirement that the Talmud Chacham should be the acknowledged Talmud Chacham in the land, that's only by Shabbos and Yontif. When you have a large crowd coming to shul, you want to avoid machlekes. So although perhaps he's a great man, but he's not really outstanding and recognized throughout the country as the greatest. It might generate conflict, machlekes. You're the greatest, he's the greatest, but if he's really truly outstanding and properly recognized in the entire Eretz as the greatest, then you're safe to give him kayin. So that's only on Shabbos and Yontif, because of the multitudes that arrive at shul. But, says Tosfos, on Mondays and Thursdays, apparently in those days they were busy with Parnassa and Malacha, and you don't have that much of a crowd coming to shul, says Tosfos, the rabbi manat matzuim beis haknesses, and therefore even if he's just a plain great Talmud Chacham, greatest in this city, that's enough to allow him to get the first aliyah. But Tosfos adds, that was dafka in those days, but bezman hazeh, when many more people come to shul, even during the weekdays, Mondays and Thursdays, you have a big crowd in shul. Since there are rabbi matzuim beis haknesses, so then it's like the Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no difference. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Yom Tov, the only way we can give the Talmud Chacham, the first Aliyah, is if he's really an outstanding and properly recognized authority, greatest in the Eretz, not only in this town. So perhaps that's a reason why we don't do it today. It's pretty hard to come by, a greatest Talmud Chacham in the whole Eretz. Perhaps another reason why we don't do it today is because there's a Shitas HaGa'inim that the Torah brings down, and that in order to allow the Talmud Chacham to get the first Aliyah instead of the Kohen, it's not enough if he's just greatest in the city or the land. He has to be the greatest B'chol Olam. So he has to be greater than all the Kehanim found throughout the world. That's a pretty high bar to pass, and perhaps that could be another reason why we don't really apply it today.